Josh. Welcome to Blurred Vision Reviews. I'm Greg.
And I'm Yinzer McGee.
And tonight, Yinzer and myself are going to enter each other's dark towers.
I was having a case of the Mondays on a Friday. I asked Greg and Tony if they'd seen a good movie, they should send it my way. And they made me laugh. They seemed to read my mind. I thought, hey, these reviews, they're a pretty good time. Well, it's better than having the blues. It's better than having dog shit on my brand new pair of shoes. And it's better than watching my grandfather while he watches the news. It's Blurred Vision Reviews.
The tower is all that stands between light and darkness. For thousands of generations, the gunslingers were knights sworn to protect it. Now I'm the only one left.
The tower will fall. Get used to the carnage.
Now the war has come to Earth.
You really think you can stop me, gunslinger?
Come on! All right. How you doing, Yinzer?
I'm doing okay. It's one of those days where you like look at the weather and you're like, oh, it's 75. But you know, and there's a little caption at the bottom, it says feels like 106.
Yep.
It's one of those days in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fucking blazing here in Logan Square.
We have
we got the fans on full blast. You know what I mean? The draft is going to kill us all because I live with a bunch of Ukrainians, you know?
Exactly. Right, you've doomed them all.
Exactly. We're all going to wake up sick tomorrow.
That's right. Well, here in Minnesota, we have torrential rain is what the forecast was for all day. Like Noah-level rain.
Noah-level rains. That's right. That's a true story.
It is.
I've actually been to Mount Ararat. I've seen Mount Ararat where...
climbed it?
The boat is supposed to be at the top of Mount Ararat. Yeah, it's in Turkey, but modern-day Turkey, but actually Armenia, it's disputed. Whatever. We can talk about this some other time.
Yeah, well, that is a point of the review that we're going to get into. It perfectly plays into the movie.
What, Mount Ararat?
Yeah, don't you remember? Were you not paying attention?
No, I was not. I did not. I apologize.
Yeah, that's okay. this is the much anticipated Stephen King adaptation. What are you pounding your desk over there?
No, sorry. I have people here. Hold on for one second.
Playing the table, please.
Я працюю.
They need to take you more serious, Yinzer.
I know. They don't realize this is my work.
This is how you put roof over their head.
Привіт.
Привіт. Yeah,
that's my wife, Оксана. So, okay. He said привіт. All right, now. It's good. Like, we got to start. We're working.
Now we're just having a full conversation.
This is what keeps the lights on. Дуже важка робота. Very hard work.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
She gets good. It.
Now I just gave our 200,000 viewers that, you know, a little bit about myself.
That's right.
So
now they feel
I speak bad Ukrainian. I have Ukrainian wife.
Yep. Now they feel more connected to you.
Exactly. I lived basically in the country for 5 years. I can barely speak Ukrainian. Let's get started with this load of crap. The much anticipated shit.
Well, let's go into this. This is Stephen King's like epic 8-book series, and apparently it's supposed to be very good.
An eight book series, and they dumbed it down to an hour and a half.
Well, I don't even know. I don't know if this is supposed to be like the first book or if it's supposed to be all the books. Who fucking knows? But we have a lot of Stephen King adaptations that are very good. The Shining, yeah. Cujo, The Mist,
It,
which is coming out soon. I can't fucking wait for that.
Oh yeah.
So we've gotten a ton of good Stephen King adaptations. And this has been one that they've been trying to do since I think the late 80s. They've been trying to get this book made into a movie. And we finally got it, fucking 2017, and it looked very promising when the top 2 billion people are Idris Elba, who is fucking awesome, and Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, huge fan. I'm actually a big fan of both.
Yes.
A lot of people don't like McConaughey, but I'm a big fan of McConaughey.
When he's on, it's hard to beat him, but in something like this, it's pretty tough to watch him. But when he's on, like, True Detective, Interstellar, McConaughey, that's fucking...
Of course.
That's his wheelhouse. And Idris Elba is... I'll go see him in basically anything. This is the real reason why we saw this movie, is because we both love Idris Elba so much.
Yeah, and I agree.
Yeah, this is directed by Nikolai Arcel, who's never directed anything I've ever seen before. And there's really no one else of note in this. Go ahead. Inzer.
I'm sorry. I think I lost you there.
Oh. Were you saying the director, you're saying you could tell?
Yeah, Nikolai Arcel or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about him. You said it's his first film?
It's the only one I've ever... he's directed a few other ones, but nothing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, this is the first one I've ever seen. I'm looking him up right now, whatever. He's from Copenhagen. He's Danish. He did The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Swedish version.
Oh.
Well, I guess he directed it, but he's known for that one. He's known for The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. So, but the other ones, The Keeper of Lost Causes, A Royal Affair, and Fasten something, I don't know, something Danish.
So
Nordic pile of garbage.
So all really good stuff, apparently. And then, now he's breaking into the American audience with Stephen King's The Dark Tower. And the basic idea of this is that there's multiple Earths that exist, and there's evil in the universe trying to get into the multiple worlds, and then there's this Dark Tower that's been there since the beginning of time, and that's the only thing keeping all the monsters and scary things out of the world. And Idris Elba is a gunslinger who's defending the tower. Matthew McConaughey is basically an immortal god who tries to take the tower down. And then
sort of. Right? I mean, he gets, you know, sort of immortal.
But he's got like ultimate power.
Immortal is a strong word.
Yeah,
I mean,
whatever.
He is a super being with extraordinary powers. I mean, yeah, of course. But I wouldn't go as far as calling him an immortal. You know what I mean?
Okay, whatever. And then we see this world through the eyes of Jake, the little kid who's thought he was losing his fucking mind, and really he can see all these visions of how the tower is gonna collapse. And so he's got to go find the gunslinger, save the day, bada bing, bada boom. I'm gonna be honest with you, Yinzer. This is one of my favorite movies of the year so far.
Wait, this was one of your favorite movies of the week?
Of the year.
Of the year?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? It's got fantasy. It's got drama. It's got family. It's got action. What's there not to like?
Wait, are you fucking serious? Are you messing with me? I think you're being... Are you being sarcastic? Are you being facetious with me?
I would never do such a thing.
No, this movie was a pile of shit. Oh my god, was this movie terrible? This was like Constantine meets God. It reminded me of Constantine a little bit. You know, he's trying to keep all the demons out a little bit.
I can see that,
but.
Constantine was more interesting, I thought.
Actually, I thought Constantine was actually pretty good. I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
I saw this with my stepson, and we hated this movie. it was like every other movie, every action film I've ever seen. Like, okay, look, here's what we got. We have a guy from a different universe. Oh no, New York is in peril, and New York is going to be destroyed, and he's going to save New York. Boom, that's it. End of the movie. And the guys in the headquarters explodes. Done.
Yep.
And that's it. And then it's like, and then it's like he looks at his sidekick and says, "Are you ready for one more?"
Let's
Credits.
Go.
Done. Let's go. What else? I mean, the fight scenes are shit. The dialogue is shit. There's a pretty decent storyline in the first like 30-40 minutes, but then after that, it's just like it kind of just moseys along. And it's very predictable. You really, it's not that hard to know what's going to happen in the next scene. So,
dude,
I don't know.
I genuinely hate.
I didn't hate this movie, but it was not entertaining.
I was very confused by this movie. I was sitting there watching it, and then all of a sudden I woke up, and I've slept through about 45 minutes of the movie, and I had no clue what was happening. I fell asleep when
Hold on. You slept through the movie?
For like 45 minutes. So I fell asleep at the beginning when the kid was still in America, and I woke up when him and Idris Elba are like at the campfire and in the other world, and he has to
Okay, well, I guess if you take out the middle 45 minutes of the movie, it's actually pretty decent. It's actually pretty good, because then like there's like 45 minutes where they're just kind of, I don't know, they're trying to establish a relationship, like a father-son relationship between Idris and that little shit. Jake. And it's just kind of, you're not really missing much.
This is,
so I guess, yeah, it's kind of like me with Pirates of the Caribbean. I was fucking a half hour late, left a half hour early. And I was like, oh, I've had enough. That was it. And I did a 20-minute review of the film.
We both love Idris Elba and McConaughey, and they both they mailed it in. There was zero effort in this fucking thing. Idris Elba looks like he's confused half the time. Like, he's just having somebody holding out like cue signs in the background, and he's just very slowly reading them. Jake.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted to rabbit.
Like, but when I left, when we left, I was just kind of, I got the feeling, you know how when you see a film, and it's sometimes with like a big actor, or the someone that's gonna bring in the blockbuster, bring in the money, and you kind of look at it and you say, this guy was really pressured into doing this, like he owed someone a favor.
Oh yeah.
We haven't seen one of those films in a while. Like I can see Idris Elba going, well, all right, you know, that's my London that was. Or I think it's from Manchester.
That was quite the Queens. Know? That was the Queens he was speaking.
Yeah, that was the Queens I was speaking. Yeah. But I was just kind of like, you owe me, Idris. He's like, remember that time in Vegas?
Yeah.
You owe me.
That's what happened.
He's
got,
yeah, sure. Nikolai Arcel, the director, said to him.
He got caught banging somebody, or somebody was banging him.
Yeah.
And
It
might have been Stephen King.
He was getting a good rogering.
Yeah. Stephen King got caught on camera giving Idris Elba a hand job, and Stephen was going to blackmail him if he didn't do the movie.
Which
brings me to the next guy. Matt, what is McConaughey strung out on methamphetamines and cocaine throughout this whole fucking movie? He looks terrible, and that hair is one of the worst wigs I've seen in recent memory. That thing is so bad.
It's not a wig. It's dyed black.
No.
It's dyed black.
If you go rewatch this movie, there's parts where it's completely slicked back. There's parts where it's like, you can tell it's not natural hair, so it's like super frizzy and sticking up weird like a wig does. It was so bad. It was so fucking terrible.
It was pretty bad. And it looks like, and it also looks like he was on vacation before he shot the movie, because he's really tan. He's really tan. You know what he looked like? He just kind of looks like some greaseball lawyer from Miami. You know what I mean? He's all dressed in black, and he's like this real like dark Dago tan, and like this dyed black hair to hide his graying. You know, and it's just like, what are you doing?
And he's wearing is a suit coat, a vest, and no undershirt.
Yeah.
So it's just like
a deep V
vest with his suit coat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
That's fucking embarrassing. And McConaughey, he's supposed to be the villain here, and all he does is walk around and whisper to people.
Yeah, did you notice that?
Yeah.
He's real close to him. He's like, you're going to lose. It's like what my dad used to say to me when I was before I'd get up to baseball to bat in Little League. You're not going to hit the ball, son. It was the same fucking thing.
You guys are outside shooting hoops, and he's whispering that in your ear.
Yeah, he puts the bug in my ear.
You're a failure to me.
Like without that, I would have went pro.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for that, I definitely would have went pro.
Yep, there's a lot of 5'6 white guys from Pittsburgh in the NBA.
I'm not 5'6". I'm 5', like, I was 5'8 and 3/4". I'm like 5'8 right now. I'm serious. In high school, I was 5'8 and 3/4". Now I'm like 5'7 and a half. I don't know what happened.
So that you're packing on the muscle.
I don't know where that inch and a quarter went somewhere.
Yeah, the muscle's just wearing you down.
Yeah, it might be in my pants. All right. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, Jesus. So.
I mean, so, this is yeah. this movie. The unfortunate thing is that it's not so bad that it's laughable, and it's not good. It's just kind of you're watching it, and you're like, oh, okay, that's kind of that's moderately interesting. It's like getting in a tub of water that's just at room temperature. It's not freezing cold. It's not scalding hot. You're just, oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I mean, like, the movie was okay. I mean, it wasn't that bad.
No.
I mean, but it was just, I'll be honest with you. The first, I was kind of digging the first, like, half hour of the movie where they're kind of going through the parallel universes and, you know, they're going through kind of the backstory, the gunslingers and stuff like that. And, the kid was bizarre.
So, yeah, anyways, Yinzer, The first hour of this movie was kind of interesting, like you said, because it felt like a crazy acid. It was like an acid trip. The little kids fighting, legitimately fighting a house for no reason. Do you remember that part?
Yeah.
That made no sense. And how did he somehow beat it by saying some word or something?
Let me go!
Yeah, the house just like crumbled.
Then it was funny. It's like, let me go. Then it goes away. And then we find out later in the movie that he killed the demon. I was like, I don't remember him killing any demon in the house. I don't remember that part.
Completely missed that part.
I remember him getting sucked up by a bunch of. I remember him getting sucked up by a bunch of wood. I don't remember him like destroying this like you know this outer you know I don't know.
Yeah, he whatever, this he literally just got fucked by a bunch of wood in a house, and then
and I guess he gets a splinter. I guess he gets a splinter, and then they find it later.
Is that what happened? I don't
well,
remember.
Yeah,
any of that.
Yeah. Well, you were probably sleeping.
Probably.
You're exhausted from work. You're like, yeah, I gotta see this fucking movie. Yeah. I gotta take it up. So, yeah, of course. hey, okay. Now, I want to bring something up. Okay, we've been talking about this since January about the trends of the year. Every year, Hollywood always has like a trend. You know, vampires or fucking werewolves or whatever, sci-fi, then you have like Lord of the Rings, whatever. But this year, I have noticed an interesting trend that we've seen in three movies so far.
Okay,
We've seen it in Logan. Mm-hmm. We've also seen it in Wonder Woman, and now we've seen it in Dark Tower. Okay? Now, there is a person that's coming from in some other dimension or a secluded lab somewhere where they have no access to the outside world. And then in some twist of fate, they get thrown into this world, this society, and they don't know how to function. And it's usually in like a major city or somewhere, and then they have to interact with the public. And they're really awkward and bizarre. And this happens in Logan, Wonder Woman, in this movie.
Oh yeah,
were you awake for that? Did you see that?
Oh yeah, dude, that is one of the classic archetypes of storytelling. It's the fish out of water. It's
the fish out of water.
All these movies use it because it's a good way. Like Thor, the very first Thor movie was, Thor coming to the Earth for the first time, and it's funny because he doesn't know any of the rules. Ha 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 ha.
He doesn't understand it. And then, like, Idris Elba is like, my favorite is at the hospital, and he's like, thank you for your service. And he gives her a coin. You know, it's like a little slight against the insurance companies or whatever. You know what I mean? If we're going to get down that road. Yeah, and it was, like, kind of funny. It was a little, like, comic, you know, comical, a little humor.
There was almost no humor in this fucking movie, though. Like, the jokes were not funny at all.
They did not land.
The thing that I laughed at the most was towards the end, and I won't go into like super details about it, but just the quote from Idris Elba to the kid, he just says to him, well, you have nothing left here, why don't you just come with me? And I just started laughing based on what happened in the movie. Oh my god, that's cold-blooded. Like,
Like, it's like both his parents died. Or no, his dad died. His stepdad died.
Everyone he knows was murdered.
Everyone he knows is dead. And I just was like, well, you ain't got nothing here left, kid. Yep. And the kid's like, yeah.
Okay.
You're right. Okay.
Ain't got shit to do like, here.
Yeah. Like, fucking emotionless. Fucking ice running through your veins. Yeah, whatever. Fuck it. And what about his brother?
Yeah,
he has his brother. Remember that kid?
Oh no, that was just like the stereotype New York neighbor.
Oh, okay.
That was just his buddy.
Whatever. Well, I know. Yeah, so that'll just be the king, the kid who left and never came back.
Yeah.
Hey, from the neighborhood.
Did you? I was super confused by, so Matthew McConaughey has his headquarters and his cronies. They're all dressed all like slick, and a bunch of people are wearing like red leather. And then there's just this one dude who's just wearing a plaid button-up shirt. Do you remember that guy? Yeah, it was clearly like he was not the guy that was supposed to be that actor. Didn't show up, and they had to grab like a crew member and stick him in there. There was no time for wardrobe, and he's just rocking like khakis and a.
I guess they were demons. Covered in like a in a skin suit or whatever, because they mentioned that a couple times in the movie, kind of like Men in Black, you know, I think it is the second one, or maybe the first one and second one, whatever. So it's kind of like a Men in Black thing, and but then they had the guy, he's like the nerdy, like what they thought a scientist would look like on Earth, and he's that in Middle Earth or whatever they are, Mid Earth or some shit like that. Right. So yeah, it was hilarious.
It just looked like a dude you would find out at a state park on like a Saturday morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Just going for a hike.
What the fuck is going on? Yeah,
yeah, so I just thought it was hilarious because in that little headquarters, everyone else is dressed up with like a cool get up, like leather suit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then there's fucking Todd wearing his
Kevin. Kevin the engineer.
Yep, he's got
his
hiking boots on. Like, God damn it.
Hey, you know what else I was laughing about on the way home? It's like, Idris Elba is from Manchester, I think. Why didn't he do the movie in his natural accent?
Well, because his dad was American, remember? And
was he American?
Yeah, he's the.
I didn't see that part.
He's Serrano from Major Leagues.
I know that.
Yeah,
but
he's American.
Okay. But even so, let's get into a deeper picture. Like, why were people? You notice how people on the other planet or the other inner dimension were all like, they were all different races, but they all spoke American English.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? They were all from like the Midwest. You know, they were all from
Iowa.
Yeah, they were all from Iowa. You know, it was like ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. Sasha and I were just laughing about that. We're like, why do people have the same accent in New York as they do in this like alternate universe, and they're all American?
And Idris's accent was waxing and waning, to say the least, during that. There was times where it was just straight up his British accent. Like he didn't give a fuck during this movie.
No, he didn't give a shit. He got paid. He got fucking paid. You know what I mean? He's like, they're still fighting over whether he's gonna be Bond or not. But I think Daniel Craig's gonna be Bond again.
Yeah, Craig's
but
back
like,
for one
he's
more.
He's getting paid. He's getting paid.
I read that they had to do reshoots on this movie because they wanted to add more character development for Idris Elba, which is hilarious because there's almost no character development in the movie for
him.
None.
Whatsoever.
So it's like, what the fuck were you shoot? What were you reshooting? Because there's nothing in the movie about it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's bizarre. But however, you know what? This is also kind of another trend. I think they've been bringing up a little bit this year is like the different dimensions and people like traveling through portals and stuff like that, which I think is a cool trend. I think they should maybe focus on that a little more. So, I mean, and these things have always been around, but I'm just seeing them more, like family and, you know, people, the fish out of water story. And now with the sci-fi, we're getting into parallel universes and different, you know, outer Earths and inner Earths and stuff like that. So
yeah, that
would have
been way more interesting if there was more time spent going through different dimensions or multiverse or whatever, you know, that would have been more interesting, especially if there was more diversity of what the places looked like and the people. They were, like you said, everyone was just Midwestern in everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Every place looked like you know, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, it was like New York and Wisconsin is basically where they were going back and forth. Oh, shit. This stuff makes me laugh. Oh, man. But anywho, how are we doing on time?
We should just wrap this up. I'm running out of things to say about this movie.
Yeah, I would say we could maybe go into the tangent about dark matter and how these interdimensional people are sending us messages to the elite that is dictating our current world as we speak of today. But
so now
we can maybe talk about this some other time.
So is that the dark matter beings created? They filmed this movie and then sent it to us, or
maybe I don't know, Greg. I just read Neil deGrasse Tyson's Astrophysics for People in a Hurry. So I never really knew about dark matter until now. I just know that it's like 96% of the universe or whatever, and the only percentage that we know about is like, what, like 4% or something like that.
Yeah, something so like that.
Yeah, and then but anywho, so but I so yeah, the
you haven't fleshed out this idea. You need to listen to a little bit more Alex Jones to really
figure this out. I need to develop it a little more, my Alex Jones. By the way, Alex Jones is an amazing, great theatrical man. He is hilarious. You're not supposed to take him seriously.
Oh, God, no.
He's the ultimate conspiracy theorist. He's the best of all time.
He's just a showman. He's a fraud. Oh, he's the best. You know, he's like we said, he's a WWE hype man, basically.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, what's his face? Mean Gene.
Yeah. Who was the hype man for The Undertaker? You remember
Paul
Bearer, fucking guy.
Oh yes, remember that guy? Yeah, he was the greatest. And there was one funny. He got resurrected, and it was fucking hilarious.
Oh, he gets resurrected like every couple of months. He's still wrestling.
Yeah, The Undertaker. He has to be in his 60s.
At least. I mean, he looked fucking old when we were young watching him.
Yeah,
and that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, that should be a new like meme. Like, I want to age like The Undertaker. You know what I mean?
Oh, God, I hope I don't.
Seriously, I don't know. All the other guys look like shit in their old age. The Undertaker looks fucking great.
Well, he's still pumping the roids, man. Roids and HGH. Keep you young forever.
Yeah. I guess, man. I'm going to start taking HGH.
Yeah, why not? What do you got to lose?
Yeah, I work in an office. Yeah, I'll take HGH.
And you need it.
I'm fucking jacked up.
You just need that little energy bump.
Yeah, exactly. You start to fade around two. Yeah.
Just need a little HGH in your ass. Finish the day strong.
Exactly.
You wanna give your rating here, Yinzer?
Four.
Four?
Four. Okay. Yeah, four.
Now, would you recommend people see this in the theater? Go wait for it to come out on Redbox or Netflix or not see it at all?
I would wait until 2019 when it's on fucking TBS after like
TNT at midnight.
Packers, like a Packers Panthers game. No one's really watching it. And it's just on. And it's like, you know how like football's seeping into every day of the week? It's like a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no one really watched the Thursday night game. Yeah. It's like, I would watch it then.
Okay.
Like that Thursday night before you go to bed, I would not waste any time seeing this movie.
Yeah, I'm coming in there with you with a four as well. It's
I feel like these people owe me money.
It was just it's like what we said. It's not terrible, but there's nothing really outstanding about it. It's
nothing.
Just,
yeah, it's just a movie.
Yeah,
it's just a cookie cutter movie. Like I said when we were speaking earlier, this Dark Tower is to action films as Olive Garden is to Italian food. It's just like, it's there, but it's not.
Yep. You don't feel satisfied. You didn't shit your pants, and your stomach hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's how this movie made me feel, basically. It's like, well, I could have been doing so much more, so many other things with my hour and a half. So, yeah, let's hope that this doesn't get a sequel. If anything, just fucking reboot this thing in 3 years, and because there are some, it could be an interesting story. Just get a director that's not fucking his first major film, and just redo this. Get somebody that knows how to write a story, and just, you know.
Well, no. He is a writer and director known for The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I like The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the Swedish version. The Swedish version is actually amazing.
Well, he fucking sucked at this movie.
Yeah, he did. He blew. He should not get any more work. You know what I mean? So
yeah, fuck that guy.
Holy crap.
All right, let's.
Anyways, let's all right, I'm starting to yawn. I need to go to bed.
Let's get out of here. You can find us blurredvisionreviews.com at Twitter, Blurred Reviews. Yinzer, you got to get on Twitter here.
Yeah, we need to work on that.
It's really simple. Just download the app, put in your email, and then come up with a name.
I actually have a Twitter account.
What?
I just don't use it. I think I'm called the Pittsburgh Kid. I think I'm called the Pittsburgh Kid or something like that. I forget. Something like that.
Like you're Billy the Kid or something.
I'm like, yeah. It's like nobody knows who it is. It's like Pittsburgh Kid 069. You know? I'm such a fucking loser.
Thank God. I'm such a bum.
All right. Well, start getting on there and just start trolling people.
Yeah, exactly. Trolling is the new. I guess that's how we get things. That's how we get shit done. That's how we pass legislation. We just troll people.
It's the new American way. Trolling.
Exactly. Trolling. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Faceless losers. So, okay. Anyways, right. On that note.
Yep. All right. Fuck yourself.
Yep. You too.
Bye.
See ya.